Hemingway's preparations and his premonitions were well-founded, as it turns out. On Matacumbe Key, some 80 miles to the north and east of Key West, the full force of the storm had already begun to sweep ashore. Residents of Isla Morada, the principal settlement on Matacumbe, stared in disbelief as their barometers plunged from a normal 29.92 down to 26.35 inches of mercury, the lowest reading ever recorded in U.S. history. Local residents had endured fearsome tropical winds before and had some idea of what to expect. But this was no ordinary storm, and the situation on Matacumbe at this particular time was especially dire. As part of his New Deal, Franklin Roosevelt's Federal Emergency Relief Administration had put 650 indigent World War I veterans to work on a highway building project near Isla Morada, using a route that paralleled what was then the only link across the low-lying archipelago between Miami and Key West. 153 ocean-going miles of Florida East Coast Railway track. A daunting project completed in 1912 by Henry Morrison Flagler, and often referred to as the Eighth Wonder of the World. The work camp for the new highway building project was situated on Matacumbe Key. Offices were nothing more than a few hastily constructed outbuildings. The workers, most brought in from northern cities and lacking any notion of what horrors a hurricane might bring, were housed in flimsy tents. And the storm, as if sensing the most vulnerable place to come ashore, had drifted slightly east of Key West. As the monster began to hammer the camps, panic became the order of the day. Winds were already gusting over 155 miles per hour, the contemporary threshold for a Category 5 superstorm. Such categories had not yet been developed in 1935, but as one former resident remarked, "We saw pretty quick this was going to be a son of a bitch." Power was out, and tents were shredding away like tissue, leaving men to cling to staves, mangrove roots, even train rails, to keep from being blown off into the rain-lashed darkness. One vet tied himself to a tree with his belt,